about to start the Avoida of Hashanah Rabba. The last day of Sukkot. Kamuvan, it's the epitome of Sukkot. Kamuvan, we have to give a lot of hakos hatov to all the people that made it possible for us to be able to have a Sukkot over here. Gaboyim setting up the base medrash and taking care of all the complicated logistics from Jacobson, Shlita, arranging all the shiurim. And later tonight we'll be giving another shiur. Upon a Baruch Hashem is a beautiful way to show that Samachta Bechagefa. Bechagefa means not to be happy on Yom Tov, it means to be happy with Yom Tov. It's a riot. I remember I heard once from Shiva, the Pilas Daxa, the there's a drasha that says you're not allowed to get married on Tholomoyed, on Yom Tov, because it says, Samachta Bechagefa Veloy Beishtefa. Which means you should be samech with the yontif and not with your wife, with your new wife. No, it means be samech lechagefa means to be happy on the day of the yontif. So be happy with your wife. Lechagefa means with the union of the yontif. Union of the yontif of the samech of nevi shem lekechem with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And kamavan, like we heard many a lot about the last few days, about the special simcha that we have now after kaparas avoinus and after the osif. All the physical toivas, the spiritual toivas that Hashem gives us. I want to start with discussion of one of the menhagim of Hoshanah Rabbah, which is not well known, even though it's the feirush in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's also not so simple how one does it. It's a very easy minhag. Just in Tav Reish Samach Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim says B'yom Yishvi Hoshanah Rabbah. Called Shana Rabbah. Some people have a minhag of staying up the whole night. Kamavan, everybody going to his koiches. We're not going into that minute today. But at the end of the sif, it says, "V'noyagim lahater es igudoy shelulov." It's a minhag to take off the knot that tied up the lulav. Says it's a minhag. Nobody disagrees with this minhag. The mechaber is the one who brings it, and that's a minhag in Klal Yisrael. Now, it's unclear what does it mean, Nogim Lahatir Igud Shalulav? What is this Igud of the Lulav? So, Lamaise, the Machlek is Tanoim, where the Lulav Tzorach Eget. Do you have to tie together the Adasim and the Rabbis together with the Lulav or not? Rabbi Yehuda Paskin, do you have to tie it up? The Tom Paskin, you do not have to. No, the point of Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't, not the Adas and Rav together for lulav, like we do today, you're not yotz the mitzvah. We paskin not like that. We paskin that you are yotz the mitzvah, even though you did not tie them together. But even so, there's a lachatfila to do it, to make a knot around the Adas and Rav together for lulav, to make them aguda achas. And it's based on a Gemara that says clearly that even though you're yotz without it, it says, Tana Rabbanan, Lulav Mitzvah Ogdoi, Dim Loy Ogdo Kosher. So the Gemara asks, who is this? If it's going to Rabbi Yehuda, Dim Loy Ogdo, it's possible. If it's going to the Chachamim, then why do you have to be Ma'agid? It says, even so, there's a mitzvah. Why? Because it's Zeh Keli Van Vey. It's considered a more kosher Lekicha when you have the medium tied together. There'll be room to learn that the Mechaber, when he says to take off the egged of the lulav, it means to unknot the Adasin Arabas from the lulav. There'll be room to say that. And why would it be strong room to say that's what the Mechaber meant? Because the Mechaber never mentions any other egged. That's the only egged mentioned in the Mechaber. They're going to say, what do you mean? We have these knots on the top of the lulav. It's true, that's our minute. But that's our Ramah. The Ramah brings that minute. And sin and tolerational knowledge. So if the Mechaber didn't bring any other one, we would assume that he means that open up the knot and that are tying them together. But the truth is, it's not the pshat in the Mechaber, and we don't have to understand the Mechaber, if you never mention any other knots, what knot is he talking about? But The Agoyla right away says and brings from the Makairis of this minig of taking off the Igudah Shalulav. He says it's a tour, and the Mordechai that say that you should remove the Eged and the Lulav. And they bring him a car, a smach. It says, Kapos Tamorim. Kapos Tamorim means you take a branch of the palm tree. Now, Kapos. And it says it's written without a vav, and they learn out from there a drasha that 6 days it should be kofus, 6 days it should be tied together, and 1 day not tied together. That's the drasha they say. So we have to understand what's the difference between all 6 days and the last day. Why is there a hill between the two? And once again, what is this tying up that we're talking about? The truth is, we said that the posture of tying up is tying the das and merovas together. Over here, it doesn't seem to be shy to that because it's talking about the lulav itself. The lulav itself should be tied up. We have two other places where it's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch the idea of tying up a lulav. One place it says, like we said, Tafresh Nun Aleph Sif Aleph, it says Yeshu Kosu Lasis Belulav Gimel Gshorim V'Chei Noegim. So Mordechai says there's a minig to tie up the lulav itself, which is a minig of on the lulav itself to put those rings on the lulav itself. So that's the minig. The Taz says, I don't understand such a minig. It says, like we heard in one of the shurim before, that there's a whole special thing of the lulav. The lulav is supposed to be have an extra tefach so that you should be able to shake it. You need to shake the leaves of the lulav. It shouldn't be tied up together. So why we have a mini gafka to tie it together? It seems to be the opposite of what we want. If he says he's not happy with the whole mini, but if there is such a mini, just do two, don't do three. Yeah, the Maisa, Elia Rabba, brings from the Ma'aril, is one of the sources of this mini. And he says that the Etzem, it's based on the fact that there is a concept of lulav, that the lulav should be tied together. Like we said before, kofus, kapos, tamorim, implies that it should be tied together. The lulav should be tied as one unit. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the met is another Rabbi Yehuda, it's another machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda Chacham, the first Mishnah in the third parak, it says that if nifridu olav, if you have a lulav, that the leaves started separating from one another. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to tie that together. In other words, he holds that you can't use a lulav that the leaves are open. The lulav, it has to be like one kaf, all tied together. He holds inside a din, you have to tie it together. We lamad is a paskin, not like that. In Tov Reishim and Mehwi paskin, that even the leaves opened up, it is still kosher. But the Rambam over there brings from the Magen Mishnah and others that we hold that the etzem, it's kosher, even if the leaves are opened up. It says kapos, which is mashma, should be one stick, all the leaves bound together. So the Ran explains that we hold it's true. It has to be something that in potential can be put together. Because if you tie it up, it'll be all together as one stick, that's good enough. If you leave it too long, then it starts hardening up when it opens up like a big palm branch. And that's already because that's possible even according to what we hold. So there's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, whether when it says kapos, it means potentially together or physically together. That's a machlekes. The Maisa, the Rambam paskens like this finish of the Rabbi Magid that says that if your lulav is opening up, then there's a lachatchila din to tie it together. Because even though we paskin that it's kosher as long as potentially you could put the leaves together, but there's a hidden mitzvah. There's a hidden mitzvah that it should look like a kapos, like one thing. And therefore, even though we paskin that it's kosher when the leaves are open, but if you put the leaves together, there's a lachatchila to put the leaves together. So the kids, so this is the second. So basically what's coming out now is we have three types of igud of the lulav. We have the classic one, which is to make the lulav together, that that's merovis. And that the Gemara says that even though we pass it, it's not ma'akir, you don't have to tie them together, but still, it's zekeli ma'akir to tie them together. And then we have two other ones, because the Torah uses the lotion of kapas, which implies that the lulav should be one kaf, one stick. So we have two halachas. Number one is, it's the type of lulav that opens up, then like hatchila, when it's supposed to tie it together. Even if you don't do it, it's kosher, it's hidden mitzvah to tie it together. And number two is, even if your lulav is not the type of lulav that's opening up, we have a second Ramon, Tafresh Mamal, it's a minute of the Maril, to put the three rings on it. I have a question of the past, that there's a second Indian that seems to be contradictory to the first Indian. You have one Indian that should be one stick. You have another Indian that should be opened enough that you can shake it around. Do not know it. The Maril himself says that when you tie it up, you should make sure your top ring is one tefa below the end of the shidra, the top of the shidra, which is the area of that tefa. Our first year we heard this called the Moyin. That tefa is the tefa for Nanuim. So basically, Efshel Kaim Shneim. Mitzarech, the bottom part of your lulav is tied together to be like one kaf, and the top part of it is opened up, so you should be able to do the Nanuim. Yeah, now getting back to our midig over here. So like we said, the source of the minig is this tour, and the Mordechai, and there's a whole bunch of Kadmoyim also that bring it down, and Shana Rabba, when it's supposed to open up the knots that are tied together, based on this remnants of kapos, that only 6 days is tied together, and one day it's open. The Rokeach brings this Rosh also, Rav Yor, Ravan speaks out, he says a chiddush. He says the pshat in this minig is that the esem and mitzara din we paskin that even when the leaves open up, it's still kosher because it's enough to be potentially open. Just machatzila, we have this hidden mitzvah zekel danvir to tie them up. But one day, which is the last day of sukkis, we want to leave it open so that you should have clarified that the halacha is that it is kosher even without tying it. You shouldn't think that if you didn't tie it up, you're not getting to the mitzvah. That's the way he explains it. It's a very technical thing. That once again, mitzvah din, you never have to tie it up. Even though when the leaves start opening up, you do tie it up. You want to show that's just a hidden mitzvah, it's not mikra din. And on a shadow rabba, you open it up. What? L'chayra, yeah. It should be made from the beginning when you make the bracha and aluv. Yeah, there's all kind of help when you do it, but yeah, according to that time, the third should be in the beginning. Yeah.
Okay, it's not so it should be.
Oh, so one second. Now I have a ha'or the etzim. We said when we started off that the etzim and machabah didn't even mention anything about any other tying up or tying up the hadas and the rovers together. But the ma'aser, we said, what can we do? The ma'aser, the source of this minig is that you leave the bottom one tied together. And you open up the top ones. Even in the case, if I open it up, your lulav opens up, and your lulav is not a lachatfila like a lulav, because we pass in lachatfila, it should be tied together. So this is part of the question, that if we want to make a statement that what we're doing is just a hidul lachatfila, not ma'akiv, so why do we do that only by taking off the top rings? We should do it by taking off the bottom ring also, to show that the fact that a kai, a das and a rose together, lulav, it's also just as Zekele Banvei, it's just a lachatfila, but it's not going to be other. So Mamaisa, there are more explanations for why we are not it. Lavush says that the reason why we are not it is because the Emes Rishon Rabba is the Gemara HaChasina. We know that the Chag Nidoyim Alamayim, the whole Yom Tov of Sukkot is a time of Yom Adin Alamayim, and the Ikir Chiyas to Adam is Menamayim, a whole livelihood. We need water to survive. Hashanah Rabbah is the Chisum Adin, it's the end of the Din, and therefore we want to have special Sluyos in the last day. What's the special Indian of taking off the knots on the Lulav to have extra Sluyos? So we know we do not Nanuim with the Lulav and during Halim. So he stresses one of the Yonim than Nanuim. One of the Yonim than Nanuim is it's a sign of Simcha. shaking the lulav is a sign. It's a sign of simcha. We're taking this branch and we're bringing it to life with our nanuim and showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We appreciate all the different things, all the meaning that he gave to us, and we're going to talk HaKadosh Baruch Hu with it. We said in the past that you do dafke by Hoyel Hashem Kito, it's the derech of Hoydot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we want to show in a stronger fashion how much we're Moedit HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how much we're Sameach with everything we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we take off the knots on the top to let it shake even more than usual. A higher expression of Simcha, which is a schus for the Gemara Yom HaDin on the Shana Rabbah. That's what he says. And the Bach says something similar but different. The Gemara, when it brings the idea of Nanuim, it brings that Moedit HaMevi, Lanit Sha'aba Rucha Shaloi. You bring it back and forth to the one who the Shemayim and Oretz belongs to him, and as I both made to the Abba Ruchas Shaloi, to the four corners of the world, and Ma'ilam Loyer to the Shemayim Oretz. And my Rav, they said that Ma'ilam Loyer to the Latza Ruchas Royes, Ma'ilam Loyer to the Latza Tzaloli Tzaloi Roy. We have to do the Nanoim to stop bad winds and bad dew. So the Bab says a similar idea. But since it's the Gemar of the Yom HaDin Al HaMayim, we want to make this extra Ritzui, the Kodesh Bovu, with our Nanoim, which are to stop the Ruchas Rois and Tzalolim Rois. So we have Geshem in the proper fashion. So also, we open up the knot so that we should be able to do Nanei with more force, with more excitement, and to have the schools to protect us from the Tzalolim Roim and the Ruchas Rois. Our co-pardon. According to this, it's understandable why the minhag is just to take off the top knot and not to take off the bottom one, because the special thing about a Shana Rabbah is that we want to make a special nanua to shake it more, to have the lulav more open, to express our simcha, and to express our desire that we recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemayim Ba'aretz, to Abba Ruchas, and we want to protect ourselves from the lulav and the Ruchas Rois. That's only nugah to the fact that it's the top of the lulav is open, we could shake it more. To take a lulav and a Hadassah Rose apart from each other, we have no need to do that. So I may as well keep it the way it is.
Yeah.
The Maisa and Maril brings down that the minig is on the Shana Rabbah is to take off the top, rings, but leave the bottom one out. In other words, more than half of the lulav is open, and the bottom of the three rings is still on. As a second one that ties them together, you keep another one on the lulav. So that could be another explanation why the minig is what it is, because even though we have Yitzhak and Chazal want to make a type of heker that we recognize that the fact that we're tying up the lulav, we're tying up the hadas and my rovis, is not a chiyuv, it's just a din lachat chiva. The question is on what expense. So in the case of tying up the lulav itself, since we're anyway leaving on part of the tying up of the lulav, so the idea that the lulav should be kapos, should be just one calf, remains partially. The bottom half of the lulav still remains tied up. So not completely mevatel that Indian of having the lulav tied up. Mashenkin, if we take apart the knot between the Hadassah and the Ramla lulav, that whole idea of the ego, we're losing it completely. So it would be that also, Chazal didn't want us to completely lose the Lakafila. We partially lose it, we're willing to compromise for this idea, but not completely lose it. Okay, that's the general idea. So like we're saying, Halacha L'maaseh, the meaning is to remove the rings from the lulav itself on Hoshana Rabbah. Like Rav said, according to one of the time at least, you remove it before you make the brach on the lulav at the beginning. If you have other minhagim, you could do it other times. Some people have minhag to do it before Halal, after Halal. If you don't have any minhag, you could already remove it from the beginning. And then when you come to the Halal, within the noon of the Halal, you're already in this position of showing a special expression of simcha and a special expression of the idea of Timavatel to Loimra and the Ruchas Joyce.
Yeah.
So, as long as you have bottom, if your lulav is opened up, if it's close together, you'll be able to get it. The Maisa, this is something for us to think. Hashana Rabbah, as we know, it's the Gemara of the Din of Mayim. And we know, Chazal tell us also, in some ways also Gemara of the Din of from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's why we have, in the Tefillah itself, we have part of the Tefillah with the Nusach of Yom Kippur. With the Avodah of this Yom Kippur is different than the Yom Kippur of the Rosh Hashanah. Because we're in Zman Tzim Hoseinu. And the Avodah now is to show our tremendous Simcha by the fact when we're the Am Hashem, that we're giving these Ninim, like I said to the Torah, Smachos Nei Hashem L'Keichem, even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but our Kol Kodem it's Zeichel Mikdash. That our Simcha is that we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we're saying Hallel, we do the Nanuim by, we start with Hoidu L'Hashem Kitor Kilo L'Mchaser. I'm shaking with Simcha to think of what I'm saying. I'm so thankful to Hashem, to the Olam Chaser, he has constant chesed to me from beginning to the end, non-stop chesed to me, to Klal Yisrael. The whole world was created for chesed. The second time is really complimentary because the second time also, what do we say? What does it say in the Gemara? First it says, we say that I recognize Abba Ruchais and the Shemayim Baruch is yours. And together with that, it's Mevatel, the bad Tal and the bad Ruach. They go together. The starting point is, if I demonstrate my Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I recognize this is not my world, this is your world HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the four Ruchas HaYom are yours, Shemayim Baruch is yours, everything is yours. And while I'm doing that, that in itself is Mevatel, the Tlolim Roim, the Ruchas Rois, because if I'm with you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a special Shmira, a special Siyat HaShemayim over me. So these are the ways of being the Natzeach in this thing. With the Nanuim, the Simcha that I have, with the Am Hashem, to have been Zeicha to all the wonderful things that we've been speaking about, the Yontif, about the Kaporas Avonis, and all the other Chasodim that we have in the Yontif, together reinforcing my recognition that the Taya Bri is yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I do that, then the Chanami that protects me, from Florida and Ruchas Roim, and brings me the Chasima, and the proper fashion that we need, both for the Geshem. And also for the Ruach, we're talking about a Ruchnius, the Chasim of Atim, the Chaim Toim on the Sholem. That is in Hallel itself. We mentioned the other day, just reinforce it again, which is the same idea, that we start off by saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoy Lashem Ki Tov Ki Lom Chasdo. That's the starting point of our interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize how much good we have from you. Then we go to the second stage of Ono Hashem Yishiyano, we shake the lulav, about Kosher from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yeshua. That's an extension of the first one. If you start off Ono Hashem Yishiyano, it sounds like we're just complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That does not demonstrate a closeness to Hashem. If I start off saying, I recognize how great you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much Torah I have received from you. And because I realize how great you are, and the godless and the kilva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to us, and I feel comfortable to bring home the things that I need to Yeshua for also. That's an extension of the HaKadosh HaToy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something contrary to the HaKadosh HaToy. Mele, that's the same idea. We have that HaKadosh in the beginning that everything is yours. Abba Ruchas Shemayim Shemayim Baruch is yours. Then about the afterwards, Abba Koshes with Lol and Roim and everything else is an extension of that. I know I'm in good hands. And we find, and then we end up there with the Hallel, with the final Anuim, reinforcing again, even though I have needs, I'm lacking certain things. I need Yeshua's. But Hoy Lashem Ki Tov, that's the final Nanuim. That's the Ikur. I know that's what it's all about. Even the things that I'm lacking, I need Yeshua for, I feel comfortable. I be talking in Hashem, I will get it. Because Hoy Lashem Ki Tov, Kiyum Chasid. You're constantly the Oilo, full of Chesed. Even the hard things we're going through now, in every period of our lives, especially now, the whole world is going through hardships. We know it's part of the Oilo Chasid. It's a non-ending Chesed. And it's just an Isoyan. In the Chazikos. We go from there to the Hashanahs. And we know that Hashanah Rabbah, We go seven times around the Bima. The Bima is like the Mitzvah. It was in the Beis HaMikdash. Zecher to the Beis HaMikdash. Since it's the Gemara Tassima, and this is bringing everything to its fruition. All that void that we did for the Tai Yontif is coming to its climax and to its completion. When something is Yotzei Min HaKoyach El HaPoyach, we know that that's represented by Sheva. Seven is the Galus, the revelation of everything we've been doing, we've been involved in the whole time. I saw Shema Shiloh, a beautiful shot. People just, translation of the word Hoshana. Very often people translate Hoshana as Hoshiana, save us. It doesn't say Hoshiana, it says Hoshana. Hosha is a lotion of Vayisha Hashem El Hevel del Minchosoi, El Kaim El Minchosoi del Shoh. That means he turned to, he accepted it. That is what we're saying. Hoshana, Hoshana Kodesh Baruch Hu, turn to us, accept our tefillas. This is what we've been smiling for the last, came out 40 days already. From the beginning, we're saying the Dabar Hashem Oye, Esponecho Hashem Abakesh, that's all I need. Turn to me, let me see your face, your ponim, Seicha Kodesh, your smiling Kavayochel face towards me, that's all I need. I need to put myself in front of you, because I know that if I'm with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eimon Oeleh HaHor Esponim. That's what we're saying, Hoshana. See what I'm doing and turn to me. If you turn to me and I'm with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't even have to ask for anything, everything's taken care of. That's what it's all about, that's what we're expressing. And we're saying, Hoshana. The mantra, because we know your greatest desire is to have that interaction with us. We should be zeichah to be able to get the Ha'ar as Panim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world's created, so Hashem should give over. Panim Ha'ar is Panim to us. That's what we're saying, Hoshana. And we make the seven circuits around the Mizbeach, with the Sefer Torah on it, which represents the Kabbonis also. We also saw a beautiful thought, which I'm saying it, Pochas HaYosef, it's a deep idea, but whatever we can take it for ourselves, is it's another time that you have somebody circling seven times about somebody around someone else. By chuppah, the kala goes seven times around the chosen. What is this business going seven times a chosen? You want to get her a little bit confused, she shouldn't make any problems, she'll be a little dizzy before she starts with the chuppah. Come about it's based on very lofty ideas. And it's a posik that implies the same idea of the nekeva going around the husband. But part of the idea of it is, as much as we can understand, like going around somebody, I'm focusing about on that person or that thing I'm going around, and I realize that that thing is the center. And my goal is to bring out the potential in that thing that I'm circling. I'm basically helping that thing in the center radiate out. I'm defining myself. My position in this world is to be somebody that's going to work together with that one who's in the center and other other. The ma'achiv is gudos and bringing out the koyches that he has. It's a good match, that's what it is. The kala, the chosin, he has his potential, and with her koyches she brings out the whole of the next generation, bring up the family, helping him. Kamavani does the same thing to her. The idea of this sibuk is the idea of representing of the one who's being misogyned, bringing out the potential of the thing that is being misogyned. And when we're going around in the Shana Rabbah seven times around in the Mizbeach, we're also demonstrating with this, we recognize the whole koyach that we have in this world is Avodas Hashem. The Mizbeach represents the Mokum of Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what we're saying. I recognize I'm having all my needs and all my requests. I need the rain, I need the sustenance. What I need more than anything else is to bring out what I was created for. That's what Kalei Yisrael was created for, to bring out the ruchnis in the world. And by going around, this is a time of tremendous simcha. It says that an ovel is not allowed to go around for the Hashanahs, because the act of going around is an act of tremendous simcha. And the way we're saying it's understandable, because it's just a time going around. I say, oh yeah, I need this, I need that, protect me from this, protect me from that. That's not much of a simcha. That's just, I feel terrible, and please, have rachmanis on me. We're saying it's the other way around. I am bringing these needs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what I'm involved in is, Hoshana, I want, and I desire, and I yearn for that closeness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you look at me, and I look at you, we're together, and I'm going to not just face you, but all my ma'asim that I'm planning to do in the course of the year, a hemshach of what I was working myself up this whole month, is now the time to think that Yetzer Hashem is going to use the koyches that I have to bring out the koyches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the world, the koyches ruchniyim that Hashem wants in this world. That is the tremendous simcha we're involved in going around the mizbeach with our meaning, Aminim and Hashanah Rabbah and Kamavan. That's the biggest source. Because what are we getting life for? Life of a Jewish person is for to be Am Kareidish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we do it with simcha, that shows that we got the message. We know what life is all about. And we are happy with what we have. We're excited about it. And we're turning towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you turn Hashem with this, Hashem will turn back. That is in Hoshana Rabbah. We don't have time anymore. But Simcha Torah is the next level beyond that. Simchas Torah, we're doing the same thing again. We're going another 7 times. But here, instead of going around the Sefer Torah, we have the Sefer Torah connected to us. We become bonded, one with the Sefer Torah. But it's the same idea, just a higher level of the same. And this year's on Shabbos, we know that the Shabbos, it says that Klal Yisrael is the Benzug of Shabbos. Shabbos is a part of the creation that shows that the Tachlis of the world is for Ruchnius, for spirituality. That's what Shabbos is. Nothing was created on Shabbos other than spirituality. And we're the Benzug, we're the partner of Shabbos, because we are the ones who bring out the spirituality of the world. So this Shabbos, we're going to have Shabbos together with Simchas Torah. Even if we won't be Zeichet to actually hold the Sefer Torah, we should know the ones that are going around with the Sefer Torah, they're all Shluchim. Klaisho is one unit, we're one body. So I don't have to physically hold the Sefer Torah. I'm standing in the room, and the Sefer Torah is being taken around. I am part of that. Part of me is taking around the Sefer Torah, and I am one with the Sefer Torah, and I'm one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yes Hashem, if we have these feelings of tremendous simcha, and we get that, internalize that message which we're saying, that Ein lonu eleh ha'oras ponim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all we need. All we need. We're good with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to be good with us. But then Yes Hashem, Hashano v'yishiyono. We turn to Hashem. Hashem turns to us. Then Hashiyono. We'll have all the issues we need. Everything will be taken care of. Shbizorah. Ken yeh. Hey, what's your name? Thank you.